USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people dead, seven people now listed as missing in the Redding area of Northern California as the huge car fire continues to burn. This woman saying not only did her home burn, but so did everyone else's she knows.
It was all of our family, all of our friends, all of our children's friends, and it's a big loss.
The fire continuing to grow, now over 95,000 acres. It's only 17%, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. The suspect charged in the mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland last month will not be in court today as scheduled. For some reason, the initial appearance of Jared Ramos has been taken off the docket. Last month, a grand jury indicted Ramos on 23 charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump saying the government could be shut down over immigration reform, saying he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for border security, including a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump and the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte are to meet in Washington today. Conte seen as one of the friendlier faces in Europe for President Trump. The new populist government in Rome has, like President Trump, been suggesting that the EU lift sanctions on Russia and readmit the nation to the G8, an idea that Trump has floated in the recent past. Minneapolis police now releasing some videos of what led to the fatal shooting of a 31-year-old black man by white officers a week ago.
Put your hands off!
I didn't do nothing, bro.
You gotta go!
That's audio from one of those videos of Thurman Blevins when he was chased and shot by police. The video appears to show Blevins pulling a gun from his waistband before he is shot by the officers. Blevins' family wants the officers prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's current lawyer Rudy Giuliani says a taped recording of President Trump's conversation with his then-lawyer Michael Cohen was doctored before Cohen released it.
He's capable, I think, unfortunately, of doctoring tapes. Hasn't done that. Be hard to do it now since we have an expert all over it.
The discussion involving then-candidate Trump in 2016 involves an alleged payment to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Donald Trump. Giuliani telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. And he also says Cohen can't be trusted.
And the man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Giuliani saying that nothing in the recording is incriminating against President Trump. Allegations of sexual misconduct against CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves will be discussed by CBS's board of directors today. The board is reportedly going to work out how it should go about investigating those harassment accusations from six women. Multiple reports claim some board members are weighing the possibility that Moonves should step away from his work while the investigation continues. And Washington Nationals shortstop Trey Turner apologizing for offensive tweets from 2011 and 2012, which surfaced yesterday from when he was age 18. They include homophobic and racist slurs, as well as insensitive comments towards the developmentally disabled. You can catch us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.